Lynn Classical girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Tom, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Tom, congrats to you, the team, the coaching staff. You guys are off to an 11-0 start this year. That's got to be one of the best starts in a long time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is. It is one of our best starts in a long time. And, you know, the adage, you take it one game at a time, and we've been successful 11 times. So, you know, kids are working hard, preparing for each game or the next game up in the schedule, and we've been fortunate to be where we're at.
Well, let's have you talk about your team, if you can, some of the players. So, Ava Thurman, is that a great place to start?
Yeah, start with our seniors. We have three senior captains that play a lot of minutes. Ava Thurman, Lauren Hennessy, and Kaya Brown. And that's the inside-outside threat that we have. Ava and Lauren Hennessy play in the backcourt, and Kaya Brown plays typically down low or along the baseline and gives us the ability to score in a couple of different ways. And also, Kaya especially has been huge in getting defensive rebounds for us.
But then tell me about the rest of the players that are, you know, I'm finding some court time here.
Sure. Also in our starting lineup, we have junior Lauren Wilson and sophomore Keisha Perez. And they also bring a lot of variety to our game. Lauren is a good person to get the ball to the basket, drive and put pressure on the defense. And Keisha Perez is an outstanding defensive player, and she gets a lot of steals and deflections for us that we often, so far, have been able to turn into points. So that's our starting five. And our sixth person off the bench is a junior, Linda Jallo, who plays inside and does a great job rebounding for us as well. We're a little bit undersized versus our competition usually. So when we bring Linda into the game, it kind of evens that out a little bit.
Was your closest game that game recently against Lynn English High School, the 42-40 game, I believe it was?
Yeah, that was our closest game. That two-point win that we had there was our closest game of the year. And, very proud of the team. We were down six with 3 minutes to go. And the kids refused to quit, made a couple of plays, made a couple of shots, hit a few foul shots, and made just enough plays to pull that one out.
What can you tell me about, maybe put Lynn English in that context, but the rest of the greater Boston League as well?
It's a good league. I tell the kids all the time, any particular night we can beat anybody, and any particular night we can get beat. So if you don't show up and play with intensity and effort, then you're not going to get the result that you want. And so I think it's a good league for us, and we've enjoyed it. We enjoyed it the last couple of years that we've been in that league.
Absolutely. Any other notes from around North Shore basketball? Because I know you're in tune with so many of the coaches and teams and so on that, you know, that you did play against in the league when Classical was in the Northeastern Conference. Yeah. Anything to share with us? Any of your observations on what you've seen in North Shore girls basketball so far this winter?
Yeah, again, just kind of following the other leagues from afar, I see that Peabody is having another great season, which was to be expected with all the players that they had back. So not surprised by that at all. And then, just watching some of, Danvers has a new coach and looks like they're doing pretty well, and we had scrimmaged them in the preseason. And Beverly is solid as ever. Marblehead with Coach Moran, solid as ever. And Caitlin over at Swampscott is doing a really nice job. I know that she has an extremely young team and is doing a really nice job over there.
Yeah, exactly. Do you miss not? You must have coached against Paul Moran for a few years, right?
I've coached against Paul Moran for a few years. That's always a fun, good time, a good high school basketball atmosphere.
Yeah, it seems like he's found a nice home over there in Marblehead, right? But man, it's funny. You know, I got to talk to you, Tom, about this. We had the passing of Chris Ford, who was lived on the North Shore for many years, hit the first three-point shot, and was talking well with other people recently about Paul Moran. When he played his high school basketball, he was taking three-point shots, but they didn't count. as 3-point shots back then, basically. So it's kind of a little parallel, I'm thinking here, between those two a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you could only imagine how many points Coach Moran would have had if they had the 3-point line at that point in time. Yeah, both of us are old enough to coach with the 3-point line, but play without the 3-point line, which for both of us would have been him way more than me, but would have been a nice addition to our game.
You know, and you know, Tom, when I was in high school, very few kids had cell phones, you know. Very few.
I think everybody does now.
Exactly. So today you're playing Chelsea. So that's a 4 o'clock game today at Chelsea. Maybe just tell me about just what's ahead for you guys the rest of the, you know, I'm not the whole season, but a peek ahead maybe to next week or whatever.
Yeah. So this is basically the start of the second half of the GBL season. We've already played Somerville twice now, and now we have Chelsea today. And then next week, you know, we're at Revere on the road, which will be a very tough game. We had some success against them the first time at our place, but they were without their center. So she's back, and that'll completely change that team. So can't look ahead too far, but I know that Tuesday will be a challenge playing at Revere.
Gotcha. No, I don't think you want to look past Revere, that's for sure, next week. Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining. Anything else you want to mention about the team that I didn't ask you about?
I mentioned six kids that are getting the bulk of varsity minutes, but then there's a group of seven kids right behind them that push them every day in practice, get put into games at certain points of the game, depending upon what we need to try to win. You know, I'll mention just a couple of them. You know, a junior, Kaylee Bullock, comes in and provides a lot of energy for us on defense. If we need a shot, we bring a sophomore off the bench, Savannah Tang. If we need a big rebound, we bring another sophomore off the bench, Nevaeh F. If we need a little ball handling, we've got, you know, Megan Baker, and we got Kylie Mills, who is our fourth senior, is on the team. And I'm sure I'm leaving a couple of kids out, but we've got just a good group of kids that work hard every day, and it really is a team. And we like to think that we can score in different ways. We have different leading scorers at different points in the season, and I think that makes us hard to defend.
You know, Tom, I have one more question I want to ask you about, because the program is so rich with tradition and great players. Can you share any updates on any of the alums, if you will, from classical basketball that you've heard from over recently, or any updates beyond classical?
Thank you for asking. We've had a lot of kids that have come back and helped with the program. You know, two of my assistant coaches right now are Lynn Classical Girls Basketball alum. Sade Berry is my varsity assistant, and Alina Garrity is the junior varsity assistant coach. In addition to that, we've had other kids come back and offer time and helping at practice. Shanice Hill, who played 4 years at Plymouth State. Paris Wilkie, who played at Franklin Pierce and Westfield College, just to name a couple that come back. Over the Christmas tournament, we had a lot of recent alumni, like Saylor and Reese Brinkler and others, come back. But then we had some older alumni, somebody like Irene Sarantayas, who hasn't played in several years for us. So it's really nice to see the alumni come in and be around the gym and attend our games. As a coach, I couldn't be any more proud of anything more than that.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Tom, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach, Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.com.